Welcome to another episode of Crick Picks. I'm joined by Jared Kimber and Varun Alvaconda. I'm Saurabh Somani, and today we have a rather interesting topic. We are going to pick a squad, an India T20 squad for the World Cup, but we can't pick any of the guys who were part of India's squad for the actual World Cup that happened. So we are basically taking a time machine, going back 3 months in time, first buying oil stocks and gas and all that, and then picking this squad, which can't, so you, we can't have, like, you know, Bumrah, Sanju Samson, Abhishek Sharma, all of these guys.
Can we have retired players?
Can we have retired players? That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. What do you say?
The other thing is, I probably should have confirmed this before. Like, can we count 2026 stats?
I think we should just stick to current players, though.
No, I mean, are we also taking into account this season as well, or is it just before
this season? No, we are taking into account this season.
We've gone back in time, okay, but then we have data from the future.
If the World Cup was happening in India tomorrow, this is the squad we'll pick. But it can't be anyone that was already played in the previous World Cup.
Yes, if they really shorten the window and have another World Cup in India right now, this is the squad we are going to pick. So the pick order is going to be Varun, Jared and me. And I think that's the correct order, right, Varun? You, Jared, yes, and me. Yeah, and so we are going to be picking a squad of 15. So, Varun, why don't you take it away?
I'll take Nitish Kumar Reddy, please.
You're taking him first.
Really?
No, my logic is there's at least competition with everyone else. I don't think anyone would disagree. He's the second best seam bowling all-rounder in India. I like him because I was looking at the attributes for this, and he's one of the better players of defensive spin length. So that's why I like him.
Yeah, I mean, no issues with him as a player. I just wasn't sure he would go there.
Yeah, he wasn't my 11. I had a completely different idea of who Varun would go first, just looking at his intent, buildness and all that. But yeah.
Okay, I'll take this. There's this young kid called Suryavanshi. I'll take him next. Seems good. Don't know a lot about him, but if anyone's heard any more details, they can put them in the comments. But
I've never seen a pace hitter like him in my life.
And yet you didn't take him first. So
That's who I thought you would pick, Varun. I thought it's the obvious first pick, right? Like, especially for you.
I'm like, do I want a child in the World Cup?
Oh, wait, now we have to think about morals. Well, you know, if we think about morals, maybe I might not pick him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I get two picks, right? I'll pick the two guys who I really wanted to be there in the squad, or at least in the reserves. That's Shreyas Iyer and Rajat Patidar.
Okay, yep.
They'll probably bat 4 and 5 in this in the first 11. Both of them obviously really good against all different kinds of bowling. Rajat, I think, is teeing off quicker than almost anyone, bar the, you know, the lunatic openers. That is Vaibhav and Abhishek and Priyancharya and all those guys. I think he's starting as quick as them or just below them, which is insane considering he bats at 5 for RCB and 4.
No, it's
or
actually
5,
4. No, but he's been 4, so good. His entry points are like a number 5. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why. That's why it feels like he's 5. But So, and Shreyas, of course, carrying on from what he did in the last IPL, in this IPL, except for that last match which they lost to Rajasthan Royals. But otherwise, he's been fantastic. So, I'm pretty sure you guys would have had both of these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm going to take the obvious other one then, Priyansh Arya.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've got the openers and you guys have weirdly gone for these outlier nerd picks.
You had Priyansh Arya ahead of Jayaswal, Jared.
Yeah, in T20. And at the moment. So he's 38 off 10 every game.
That is also true, that's fair.
But also, I still think Jayaswal could be a better player. But
I think you're a big believer of batting in T20 World Cup, so that's why I'm shocked even with Arya.
Yeah, but I mean, those two can win you the game in about 8 minutes, right?
No, I don't disagree. I'm just saying you always go on about like in knockout.
But we've got Shreyas Iyer and Patidar, so we've got really good batting. I don't think we're going to be short of really, like, we could just chuck in Shubh McGill at any stage if we have an issue, right? We've got plenty of batting.
Yeah.
You're not wrong though.
But do you think Jaiswal's stats have suffered slightly because he's batting with Vaibhav and now he's doing the role of turning over the strike rather than just teeing off like he was doing
earlier. No, I actually think, if anything, the issue he has at the moment is he seems to start quite strong and then slow down against the spinners when he should just hit them for six every ball. I don't understand why he doesn't hit them for six every ball. He should do that.
It's just so silly, isn't it, Jared? Why doesn't everyone have a soccer 600 versus spin?
Years ago, George Munsey said to me, he goes, how should I get better at T20 cricket? And I said, you should try and hit a six every ball. I'm still not sure if he liked that answer, by the way, but it did make him laugh.
Okay. It is objectively the correct answer.
Yeah.
Yes. Varun, you have two picks.
Yeah.
I'll take another all-rounder. I'll go Krunal Pandya.
I thought I could sneak him under in my next pick. I was really excited to pick him.
Yeah. I think he's been very underrated in the IPL, I want to say. Like, he's I'd say he's comfortably the second best spin bowling all-rounder in T20 cricket for India. Behind Akshar, I'd take him out of Washington without much doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Washington doesn't even battle bowl, so exactly. I'm not sure what the comparison is here.
I think that's what a lot of people were saying, right, during the World Cup squad. Why not take Krunal as your bench player instead of Washington? Yeah. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And we need a keeper, don't we? Unless I've miscalculated.
We do.
I'll take Dhruv Jurel, because one of the reasons I like him ahead of Jitesh is because, as Himanish keeps saying, is Jurel can hit good length pace, Jitesh can't. And because we already have so many spin bashes, we don't need another one.
There is another keeper, if you would have wanted to go that way.
Are you thinking of Prab?
Yes.
Opener.
I don't know how you fit him in.
Yeah, that's my issue. I think the moment we went Arya and Suryavanshi, you couldn't go Prab.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did look at that myself, but I just don't know how you fit him in.
So, by the way, I propose we move Shreyas to 3, Rajat to 4, Nitish at 5, and Jurel at 6. And Krunal 7, if it makes sense.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
Jared?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the main reasons. I think the Jurel was a bit shat on a bit too much for my liking last season. I'm not saying he was a great at finisher, but it's one of those things where he was hitting pace well. I think it's just, I'd also blame Hetmyer.
I just thought he had a down year as a young player. I wasn't.
No, I think he was really good at hitting pace even from the word go. I think it's spin is, he can't hit spin. That's his issue.
I think why he attracted a little bit more criticism than normal was also because Rajasthan lost a lot of winnable sort of games, right? Yeah. Three, at least I remember. 9 of one over, 18 of two overs, 18 of two overs again, something like that. And he was there at the end at a lot of them. So that sort of sticks in people's memory. And then they...
Going back to the batting thing, he's an insanely talented red ball batter as well, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
I suppose we're going to need a bowler at some stage.
Yeah.
It does tell you how much batting depth there is, right? We haven't gone through that. The bowler I'm going to pick, hilariously, has just been dropped from his franchise, is Prasheed Krishna. He's been the best bowler in the last couple of years, and I don't understand why any team would drop him after a couple of bad games, but okay. maybe that tells you a lot about that franchise in general, but I think he's been fantastic. I think in the last 2 years of IPL cricket, and I'm talking exactly 2 years, he averages like 20 or something ridiculous. Like, he's been fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't he the leading wicket taker last season?
Mm-hmm. And he's also took a lot of wickets this year. He just got dropped. I mean, he was getting hammered a couple of times, but everyone's getting hammered. Like, the average runs is like almost 10 runs and over. Like, you're going to get hammered. Like, Rabada was getting hammered too.
Was it versus Punjab? They refused to bowl him.
Uh-huh. That was the game where they needed to bring him on and they waited until they'd lost. Yeah. And then he almost won the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And he got hammered at Chinnaswamy against RCB, against their batting lineup. You know, that can happen to anyone.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping there's an injury and we just haven't heard about it, but... Yeah. I've only got one other seam bowler that is automatic that I think has to be in this side, but I think Prasheed deserves to be ahead of this other person.
Okay. I have two picks. Let me see if I can pick those two. I'll go for two seam bowlers because I'm really not sure of which spinner to pick. So I'll let you guys have that headache. I'll go Mohsin Khan first. Was he the other bowler you thought? No.
No.
No. Okay. I think he's been really impressive. Whenever he has bowled, and at least he has been playing a lot more matches regularly than he was in the last few seasons. But whenever he has bowled, he's been really impressive. He's managed to hit like that hard length. He's got the ball to bounce awkwardly. He's got movement. I think he has all the attributes to have like an international career, you know, but except for the fitness bit.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think a fully fit Mohsin starts for India in every T20.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But unfit Mohsin probably isn't in my third 11.
So I'm assuming he's fit. Like, you know, I'll have no issue with this that will cover for him.
So and, the other left arm seamer, I don't know if you'll pick him, was Khalil, wasn't it? But the issue with Khalil is he's got a much higher floor than him, but the highs are not nearly the same as Mohsin.
And the highs are not compelling enough for me to, you know, pick him over Mohsin. So the other one I'll pick is Bhuvi Kumar. Yeah. I think he's had...
That was the other guy I was going to say.
Okay. So, yeah, I did have one of them, yeah. So, Bhuvi, I remember, you know, Dinesh Karthik saying before the mega auction last year that for his money, Bhuvi was still India's best seam bowler, not named Bumrah. And, you know, last two IPLs, he's actually been proving him right. He has bowled really well. He has bowled the tough overs. He has also played, I think, a valuable mentoring role for some of the young RCB pacers. I think he would definitely be in my starting 11 and he would take the new ball. He can also bowl at the death. So
he's fascinating because essentially he probably, and to be fair, even RCB might not have noticed this, but he probably looked worse because he hadn't been taking wickets for years. But the reason he hadn't been taking wickets is people will block him out and no one blocks him out anymore. So he takes wickets again.
Yeah.
So it suddenly makes him look sexier, but he hasn't changed. Cricket has changed around him. I almost took him over Prasheed Krishna, but I just think Prasheed Krishna has been fantastic. And I'm not going to punish him for being for a franchise that has lost the plot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Nicholas Puran has not been dropped, right? And Prasheed Krishna has. Like, it's a weird world that we live in. Okay. So give us the 11.
So we have Priyansh, Arya and Vaibhav opening the batting. Shreyas at 3, Rajat 4. Nitish 5, Dhruv Jrail 6, Krunal at 7. We don't have a number 8. We have Bhuvi at 9. That depends on which spinner we pick, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So currently, and the bowlers, we have Bhuvi, Prasid, and Mohsin. I don't have anyone in the bench, and we don't have a number 8.
Mm.
God. Okay. Do we have a... I mean, I'm not sure if we then have a spinner who can bat at number 8, do we?
I can think of one.
Nagam?
You can?
No.
Nigam,
he's Gujarat refused to pick.
Delhi.
No, I'm talking about the spinner in my mind is the guy Gujarat won't pick.
Yes, but isn't he too similar to Krunal? Or
No, I like him. I think he's a different style of bowler.
But would he? But does he bat?
He's a number 8 level batter.
He's an bat. Yeah, I think he's a number 8. That's a good way to put it. Yeah,
I think he's worse than Krunal, but he's better than Bhuvi. As a
another guy who Punjab were refusing to pick also, who could have been a dark horse, I felt. But
I think is too similar to Krunal.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Okay,
so on my list of spinners, and let me know if there's anyone else I should bring in, but on my list of spinners, I basically have Bishnoi, and I've now lost my list of spinners, guys. I've got Bishnoi, Chahal, who have both had issues in the last couple of years. Jadeja still exists, guys.
He's retired, no?
He's retired from T20.
That's his problem. You said players not in the... I'm still really upset that neither of you picked Virat.
You picked both the openers, Jared.
I was going to pick him at 3, but I had no chance. Saika Shaw has been really good, but...
Yeah. Mm.
But he doesn't get picked for his own side. I like Digvesh, but Digvesh has stopped getting wickets.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Do you know who has really good record and can bat a little bit? It's Harsh Dubey.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's another left-arm finger spinner.
He's also a little raw, so I was not sure whether we could still... Yeah. We could pick him ahead of the others, but...
And Nagam is the other one, right?
This Jared, but there's no reliable off-spinners we can take.
No, Nigam, the problem is Delhi don't even bowl him. I know. He's more of a batter than a bowler.
He's actually a batter, and I don't think you quite fit him into this side. I suppose it depends on it a little bit. But if I was just going, I think the second best spinner at the moment is, the best spinner outside the side is probably Bishnoi right at the moment. I think he's bowling better than Chahal. having seen the form of recent times. And Dig Vesh is bowling okay, but not getting wickets. And I'd probably prefer someone who's getting wickets if I'm looking for a wrist spinner or a mystery spinner, whatever you want to call them. So I'll go with him.
Okay, that's fair. Do you have him in the 11?
Yeah. Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
I mean, it probably depends on what we end up, because we've got two all-round options, right? So we can mix and match a little bit. Like Krunal, if you have Krunal in the side, you are expecting him to bowl 4 overs, aren't you? Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. I think in our current form,
but,
I think
but you probably need 2 spinners, right? If you're picking a side for the India.
But then you've got, but what my point is, if Krunal, if Krunal is in your, let's say, batting at number 7 and Nitesh is batting at number, well, wherever we put him, would you have him 5? 4?
I have him 5.
If you have him at 5 and you have Krunal at 7, that means in your top 7, you're already down for 5 or 6 overs.
I'd say, right? 6 is fair with those 2.
And then, so you can also then, you know, flick that around if you want to, and you can take another, you can change the order and bring in another batter if you wanted to as well.
Yeah.
Right? Because you could move Krunal to 8 and just bring in someone else who can bat right now and just have the 1 spinner.
Hmm.
I'm not saying you would. Or you could drop one of the seamers. But my point being is, you could drop someone and you still have flexibility in this side, because we have 2 guys who are all-rounders in the side.
Or we can put Bhuvi at 8 and trust the top 7, which is also a thing I don't mind doing.
No, it's not a thing that's allowed anymore.
Bhuvi actually might be the one bowler who has benefited from the impact player rule, right, Jared? Because now, since they're not looking to just play him out, they're attacking him more, he's getting wickets. Yeah.
Yes. No, well, I mean, if right at the moment, how old is he? 36, 37?
Yeah, 35 plus.
He's Virat's age, isn't he? Or is he just younger than Virat?
Yeah, like, he's not a young guy, but if he hits the open market now, he's worth quite a bit of money, isn't he?
Yeah. He's 36, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, right? Whereas, what was his last auction price, did you say?
No, he was a decent price. He was 10.5 or 11 crore.
That's not a decent price for a frontline seamer. Frontline Indian seamer.
No, but you'd give these numbers, he's getting 16, 17 easy.
That's what you pay for Avesh Khan, dude. Right?
No, but everyone got this price in the seamers. You know, Ramana, no, because Hazelwood,
But that was different. Hazelwood was is overseas to begin with, right? Yeah. It's easier to find overseas seamers. Secondly, with Hazelwood, we weren't really sure if this was going to translate consistently, because he'd never been good in white ball cricket. He should have been closer to 18 to 20. If he's in this form he's in now, that's what he would be at if he was at that younger age. So, at the very least, he's probably got himself a bigger contract in the next little while.
Mm.
Yeah. But we have enough time to think about his 2 picks.
I'll just pick some bench players in the meanwhile, then. I'll take
how many picks? Aren't we just doing a 12?
No, 15.
Oh, we're picking a squad. Yeah.
Oh, cool. I'll add some names then, because I'm finished.
I'll take Prab Simran for the bench, because he gives you a backup opener and a backup keeper.
He could potentially be a backup 3 also, right? If we need him. Like, if you need to fit him into the side and drop Jurel.
The only reason I'd counter that is because he can't play spin recently.
Mm. Okay.
So that's why I'm a bit more
hesitant. He's been more effective in the power play than outside it. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. We have a piece coming up on that at some point. I don't know when that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'll just take another backup seamer, I want to say. I'll take Prince Yadav, because I love him.
Yeah.
Campoch had a shot there too, didn't he?
Yeah, because he can bat a bit, right, I think.
He can. I had another seamer ahead of Camboj, which you guys might not have had.
Yeah,
Deshpande.
Did you guys have Prince Yadav too in your squad?
I had Prince Yadav.
I didn't, because I don't have a squad. I had a 12.
If you had a 15, would you have him in your squad?
I think I would have. I suppose it's an Asian one, so you only want one backup seamer, don't you? So you probably take him or Camboj at the moment, don't you? except for the fact that
I did think Shami had a shot. He's been bowling.
I think we have enough new ball seams, so I don't know if we needed him.
Yeah.
Okay. But isn't it weird that he's been good, Mohsin has been good, Prince Yadav has been good, and LSG have been crap.
Yes. If they had any batting, they'd win more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is it me or you still?
My two picks are done.
Yeah, it's you, Jared.
I'll bring in Chahal as my leg spinner because just so that we have him there as a squad player. If we've already got Bishnoi, who's quite young, and we've got Krunal, who's quite weird, I'd like to have one specialist spinner who I just know if he has to come in and take 3 for 30, he's going to be able to do that.
Okay, so I have the last pick. What backup do we need?
So if we want to play Bouvier at 8, then you can go for someone other backup. So currently, I don't have a spinner in the 11 because I don't know if it's going batting depth or not.
No, I think we should keep one spinner in the 11. Let's consider we'll have a spinner in the 11. So then if we have that, who do we need backup for? Because I think we have spin backup. We have both Bishnoi and Chahal.
We have a backup keeper / opener. We have a backup seamer and a backup spinner. Assuming the 8, 9, 10, 11 would be Bouvier, Prasad, Mohsin and Bishnoi. So I guess we don't have a backup all-rounder or a middle-order batter.
I was thinking maybe someone who hits the ball later on. Probably Rahane.
You could always take the Rara captain.
No. He's been too bad this season for me to take him. I'll go Devdutt Padikkal. I think he's been very...
So we needed a backup middle-order batter and you went with a backup.
And you've been a top-order player.
I mean, sort of, yeah. But the thing is, who is there who can hit lower down the order? There's not too many.
Parag.
But he's not been hitting.
No, he can hit. He can hit pace. He can't hit spin again, which is the Jurel issue.
Was Ramandeep even in the World Cup? I'm trying to remember what they said.
No, Ramandeep was not. But has Ramandeep done enough to merit selection?
Yeah, like. He's almost facing Tavatia level balls per innings for KKR, isn't he? At one point.
Yeah, and he's batting at 8 or so for them, so he's not really.
Shashank Singh
was the other one I did think of actually, but just because Devdutt has been hitting it so well and he has been bossing it across formats, I think he could fit into a middle order role also if needed. I know there have been one or two innings where he has taken time to start and then caught up brilliantly, but. At least one of those.
I don't know
his
quality. I just think he's a good number 3. I don't know if he's would be a good number 6 if you need him temporarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see your point. It's just that I can't pick Parag with his form, man. It's just.
The other thing I was thinking, he gives you A over a bowling.
but the problem is, he's going to take that over of bowling ahead of Krunal Pandya. He'll make Krunal Pandya miss his 4 overs quota and bowl.
And he's an off spinner, to be fair, which we don't have a lot of. That's the other thing I was thinking of.
Okay.
Smashatosh?
Again, if he pays more balls, I'd love him.
He's not even in the side. Aniket Varma?
I think, is he? Yeah, this year I quite liked him because he's improved with space hitting.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's pretty... I don't know if he's quite ready for this kind of thing, but he's not like a million miles away, is he?
No.
I mean, see, I just...
He's ahead of Ashutosh for me at this point, isn't he? In the pecking order?
Yeah. I mean, he does get to play more than Ashutosh. Ashutosh is not even in Delhi's batting first 11, which I find bizarre.
That's partly why I was wondering that, yeah.
Can you just pick Nagam and play him as a batter, and then if he's in the side, you give him an over. You play him as like Rahul Tawatia.
Or Shardul Thakur recently, not bowler batter.
Or do you just go nuts and go Mukul Chowdhury?
Mukul needs to do a little bit more for me to pick him. I mean, he had that one great innings. Yeah. After that innings, he hasn't really had any great score, right? Though out of all of these, like just body of work-wise, Riyan Parag has the strongest case, I would think. Or Vipraj Nigam
Did you suspend him for his form or his vaping? I wasn't sure.
Yes. I believe you said you're morally obligated to his vaping.
Yeah. They should have fined him more.
That's stressful, man. We need someone to supply the vapes.
Exactly. I'm a little bit disappointed.
That is a very good argument for picking Parag.
Yeah.
If we can redo this team, can I just pick Rahul Tripathi at a random time?
Yeah, speaking of which, like, we've done this and we haven't picked Jaiswal in the second World Cup squad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think the way that
I didn't even the others have been.
Yeah, no, I did, because I had a chance of doing it, so that's how I knew we didn't. I think that's probably fair, right? Like, you probably pick Prab Simran as the backup ahead of him.
That's what I was saying with Jaiswal, right? It's either he's in your first 11 or he's not in the squad, because he can't do anything else other than open.
Yeah.
I mean, he can actually bowl leg spin. He's not done it much. But look, if you're counting Riyad,
we picked him as a leg spinner for the World Cup.
Barak's bowled in the IPL, man.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure they're both of the same quality. Jaiswal's leg spin and Parag's off spin are of the same.
No, because Parag bowls a lot for Assam, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Assam.
And I've seen Riyad Parag win a game for India with his bowling, which I've not seen from Jaiswal.
Okay, I don't have a counter to that.
Okay, I'll just read out our picks and the squad. Sorry, let me just read the squad out. So we have Priyan Charya and Vaibhav Suryavanshi opening the batting. Shreyas at 3. Assume he's the captain, Saurabh?
Yeah. I mean, he should be, right?
Okay, so always do you give it to the RCB captain, Rajat Patidar?
No, I'll make him the vice captain.
Okay, so Rajat's our captain. Sorry. Shreyas at 3, Rajat 4, Nitish Kumar Reddy at 5, Dhruv Jarel 6, Krunal Pandya 7, Bhuvi at 8, Prasad Krishna 9, Mohsen Khan at number 10, Ravi Bishnoi at number 11. And on the bench, we have Devdutt Padikkal, Prince Yadav, Prab Simran Singh, and Yuzvendra Chahal. So the individual picks are, I went with Nitish Kumar Reddy as my first pick, Krunal Pandya for my second pick, Dhruv Jarel, Prab Simran Singh, and Prince Yadav. Jared went with Vaibhav Suryavanshi, Priyan Charya, Prasad Krishna, Ravi Bishnoi, Yuzi Chahal. Saurabh went with Shreyas Iyer, Rajat Patidar, Mohsen Khan, Bhuvi Kumar, and Devdutt Padikkal. I think Saurabh has won this, man.
Yeah, and I have 3 RCB players, I just realized.
Not just that, you have Shreyas, who's got simps. You have Rajat, who's the IPL winning captain.
Did you just say that Shreyas has simps?
He does. He has a lot of simps.
And every single one of them is going to attack you now.
What was it? Like, he was the Tilak Varma before Tilak Varma, let's just say that. He had a lot of simps.
How popular is Shreyas Iyer on gay Malaysian Twitter? That's all I want to know. I want an index of how popular each one of the Indian cricketers are on various.
You need true stats for that.
Yeah, gay Twitter indexes.
You know, one other guy we didn't discuss at all is KL Rahul. I don't know, did he make a consideration set?
We virtually didn't mention Shubman Gill either.
We didn't mention
Sai Sudarshan. We're also missing.
Sai Kishore.
We mentioned Shashank.
Yeah.
So I guess someone obviously missing.
I don't know. Shami. All of these guys were part of my...
Khalil, Kamboj, who are all fringe.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else?
Like, you can almost make yet another 11 after picking 2 squads. Like, that is insane. I don't know.
So, by the way, where do we think this team will finish if the World Cup happened? I think it goes to the semis. I don't know if they win.
I would back them to beat New Zealand, and New Zealand got to the final.
Jared, thoughts?
I don't know. Bowling. I don't know.
Yeah, but if the bowling is what? Bhuvi, Prasad, Mohsen, and Bishnoi, with Krunal as your fifth bowler and Nitish as your sixth bowler. They went with Dubey as the sixth bowler, Jared. It can't be like that much worse than that.
I think the bowling is decent and the batting is fine.
India won with Dubey as a sixth bowler, with Varun Chakravarti being in terrible form in the last half. There's no Bumrah, though. That's there. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
No one can replace him.
No, they're not beating the full-strength Indian 11, but I would honestly back them to reach the final, man.
I think they at least make the semis.
At least the semis, They make the semis for me also.
So the question becomes, which semis teams are they better than?
I've got another team for you here. Okay. Right? Yeah. It's not exact. And obviously, there is no doubt that I have forgotten names here. But let's see if I can give it to you on the fly. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is the team of T20 players who still exist. Some of these guys are probably retired, but I don't care. Who also didn't play in the World Cup. That we can have a look at. So, Warner and Faf open the batting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Buran, Klassen, Livingston in the middle. Chris Green, Imad Wazim, and Rishad Hassan as your spinner. You can pick your spinner in any direction you want to go there, or your all rounder. It's a bit rough at that point. But then fast bowlers, Nandre Berger, Mustafizur Rahman, Trent Bolt, Harris Ralph, and Muhammad Amir. And you can go check all of those people's stats. I promise you, those people are eating T20 cricket around the world at the moment.
But isn't it wild that Yashasvi Jaiswal doesn't make this team also?
No, but we could put him in this team. Yeah. This is non-Indians, to be fair.
Okay, you were only picking non-Indians. Then it's
Yeah, we can slip him into this time. But yeah. I just thought it was actually fascinating to me to see if we could find it. It's a bit thin in the middle. I'm sure I could come up with some better middle order players, perhaps. Maybe Ashton Turner or someone like that.
So the question I want to ask is, how many squads lower do we have to go for Rahane to open the batting?
I will be here all day, dude. It'll be longer than any watch along we've ever done.
No, the Jared's team, it also sort of depends on which Puran turns up, right? Like, is it the Puran of IPL 2025 or 2026? If it's the Puran of 26, then they're really in trouble in the middle. If it's the Puran of 2025, then they're on fire.
Doesn't matter. I've got like 9 left arm seamers, so I'm going to win the game just based on that.
But that's isn't fair. It a bit of a cheat to pick the Bangladesh guys?
It's a cheat to do. I think two of these players might be dead. They're that old, right? Like, I mean, if we're looking at me cheating, I think we've gone well beyond the looking glass here. They didn't play at the World Cup. Not my fault. Yeah. I would have picked them. Yeah. I still only got 2 of them in the team, and one of them goes at about 10 runs and over, doesn't he, Rashad Hussain?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Are we done?
Yeah. I think that wraps up this episode of Trick Picks. Please like, share, subscribe, tell all your friends about us, go and watch our videos, our archive videos, and just spend a lot of time on Combox TV, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, you will need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up great clips from your podcast chats and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.